In this part, we will have an introduction and high-level overview of configuration management, DevOps principle in Parts Unlimited MRP. The thing is, there is just not enough time to go over configuration management in 5 or 6 minutes here. So it asks for several machines to be created and configured. There are existing hands-on lab around Parts Unlimited MRP that you can try if you want. One is using Chef and the other one is using Puppet. In this slide, we see several things. So you have your code going into your repository. Your build will produce packages, and those packages artifacts will be consumed by configuration management system. You have DSC configuration that is possible using Azure Automation DSC pool server. There is also Puppet. In Puppet, you will use Puppet Enterprise Server, and there is also Chef. And Chef, yeah, you will use Chef Server. So whatever the system you want to use, PowerShell, DSC, Puppet, or Chef, you basically do the same thing. You express a desired state, and they, the configuration management, take care of applying that configuration for you. They can also detect and compensate configuration drifting. As an example, in Parts Unlimited, we use Tomcat, which is the web server. Being backed up with configuration drifting is a synonym of peace of mind. If a user SSH into a Linux machine and stop the Tomcat service, for example, Chef or the other system will be able to detect that kind of drift at their next interval check and remediate the situation by starting the Tomcat service again without our intervention. So what is Chef? Chef is a powerful automation platform that transforms infrastructure into code. Whenever you're operating in the cloud, on premises, or in a hybrid environment, Chef automates how infrastructure is configured, deployed, and managed across your network, no matter its size. Chef has its own language or vocabulary, if you want, and you'll be hearing things like cookbooks, recipes, and knife when dealing with Chef. You can think of a Chef cookbook as a set of tasks to configure an application. In our case, it's the Parts Unlimited application. In a cookbook, you define what should be installed and how it should be installed. A cookbook contains recipes which in turn are using resources. A resource is backed by a provider that does the actual work. It is not Chef itself that does all the configuration operation, but the resources providers. Chef is using the Ruby language. Let's take a look at the steps in the Parts Unlimited MRP recipe for Chef. There's a lot of stuff in that slide, so let's start on the left side. There are some content of the Ruby MRP recipe in Chef. You can see that we have package installation through apt package for the GDK, GRE, MongoDB, and Tomcat. You can also see that we import data into Mongo in the lower right of the slide. The first part of the recipe is doing more the configuration of the machine. Let's see how the application is being deployed. You can see that the ordering service jar and the MRP war files are copied from a Git repository to a local directory on the Linux machine using the remote file resource. Actually, there are two resources, one for the MRP, the other one for the ordering service. The other resources instruct the system we want them running and to basically stop and restart the Tomcat service when the new package is copied over. At high level, this is what you'll have to do in order to have Parts Unlimited MRP managed by Chef. You will be creating the Chef server, workstation, and MRP virtual machine is using an ARM template. You will configure Chef workstation using Chef Verify. You will bootstrap the Git repository. you would download a starter kit, install requirements in a local Git repository, apt, Windows, Chef Client. You will create the recipe for the MRP app. This is what we saw a couple of slides ago. You will create also a role in Chef that will target the MRP app virtual machine. And you will wait for the next interval to kick the deployment, or you can force it yourself. Additional resources. This is where you can play with the hands-on lab about Chef, or if you're more interested in Puppet, there's also kind of the same configuration management hands-on lab available for Puppet.